السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم، لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم، والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء، فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم. يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين. ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. Almighty Allah, speaking about the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Verily those who brought forth this lie, this accusation against Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ, a group from amongst you. عُصْبَةٌ is used for a group between 10 to 40 people. And we know, of course, the person that was the real instigator was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Almighty Allah says, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم, addressing Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, and all those believers who were saddened by this incident and to whom it brought a lot of grief and sadness and sorrow. Allah mentions, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم, do not consider this bad for you. Instead, بل هو خير لكم, there is good in it. Of course, this statement goes to, as I mentioned, to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Those people who instigated this lie, and those who to some extent approved of this lie, or those who accepted this lie, for them it is evil because they have accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was saddened by this. So Almighty Allah, consoling Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, says, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم, do not regard it evil. بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, most definitely Almighty Allah will take out some good. And what better good can come out of this incident other than the fact that Almighty Allah informs us and teaches us what is the maqam and the status of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And likewise Almighty Allah explains the izzat and the honor of woman. If we study the entire Quran, we will find one chapter in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, a chapter of woman, but there isn't one chapter of man that specifically speaks about man. So really this is the honor that Almighty Allah has kept for women. And these ayat-e kareema will be memorized by the huffaz of this ummah, and they will be recited in the mihrabs till the day of qiyamah. So Almighty Allah says, most definitely there is some good, and in this good it refers to how Almighty Allah has revealed the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ, every one of them will have to pay for the penalty of what he did according to what role he played in the promotion of this lie. Those that approved of it, there were those that did not approve of it but did not disapprove, which Almighty Allah also disliked. As further we will discuss, Allah says it is not becoming of the believers that when they are informed about the accusation made against any woman, and in particular against their own mother, that is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that they remain silent. So Allah mentions, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ, each one of them will have to pay for the sin according to how much of this wrong he promoted. And وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبَرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, the one who played the greatest role, that was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, رئيس المنافقين, the leader of the hypocrites, لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, the Quran says there will be a great torment for him and there will be a great punishment for him. Of course, the Quran has described the punishment and the penalty and the azab of the munafiqeen in various places of the Quran. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, from amongst the people are those who say, we brought iman on Allah, but Allah, who is the knower of the unseen, عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, he knows that these people have not brought iman. Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are under the impression that they're deceiving Allah. But as a matter of fact, they are deceiving none other than themselves. In one riwayat of Jalalain, I read, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the munafiq, go, there's your abode in Jannah. As he will come close to Jannah, the door will close. And Almighty Allah will then mention to him, you thought you were deceiving us, today you will be deceived. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. They are under the impression that they are deceiving Allah. Otherwise, who can deceive Allah? No one can deceive Allah. Allah mentions, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Verily, the munafiqeen will be in the lowest level of Jahannam, and no one will able to assist them. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. O Nabi of Allah, seek forgiveness on their behalf once, twice, three times, four times, 10 times, 50 times, even if you seek forgiveness through your Mubarak tongue 70 times, فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Almighty Allah will not pardon them. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, when the munafiq will be lowered into the grave, and the angel will ask him, who did you worship and who is your Allah? Then he will say, سَمِعْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا فَقُلْتُ كَمَا قَالُوا. I heard the people saying something, so I also said as they were saying, with absolutely no yaqeen and conviction. So in this, Almighty Allah mentions in these few ayat karima, each person will have to pay for the azab according to what role he or she played in the promotion of this lie. And the greatest instigator of this fitna was the munafiq. The aim of the munafiqeen was to inconvenience Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah says, it is not becoming of the believer. The munafiqeen are the enemies of the Muslims. But the Muslims who have recited the kalima, it is not becoming of the believers to make such statements. Allah mentions like in the Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. O Nabi of Allah, did you see that person who denies the existence of Qiyamah? أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. He is the very same one who chases the orphans. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. He does not encourage feeding the poor. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe to such people who are neglectful regarding their prayers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Those that do good for name and fame and to show people. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. And who are so stingy and mice to such an extent that they even refuse common necessities. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, all these qualities are of that person, يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ, who denies Qiyamah. These are not the qualities of a believer. So likewise, to accuse Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is totally incorrect. But this is exactly what the munafiqeen will do. But as far as the Muslims should not do such a thing of this nature. This is what Almighty Allah is mentioning. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes on further, reprimanding and admonishing and advising the believers in such a situation and such an event where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha or anyone else, any other Muslim woman's, is that people are accusing her. How should the general masses, how should the Muslims conduct themselves regarding this accusation against one Muslim sister, and more so in the event when it is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why then did not the believers, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ, men and women, when you heard this, Allah says, think good of your own self, think good of your people and say, this slander, this lie, it's an open lie, it's an obvious lie. هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينٌ. When you heard this accusation, then you know this is the wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's no need to investigate it. Without investigating, your iman should demand that you deny this thing in totality. Now if we sit and ponder over the words of the Quran, Allahu Akbar, Allah says, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The believing male and the believing female should think good of themselves. Allah did not say they should think good of this woman or they should think good of their sister. Allah says they should think good of themselves. In other words, accusing your Muslim sister is like accusing yourself. Allah has used this manner in the Quran repeatedly, indicating the closeness that should be between the Muslim brothers and sisters. Allah mentions, سَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Greet yourselves. Allah doesn't say greet your brothers, Allah says greet yourselves. Likewise, Allah mentions, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill and murder yourself. No one is going to murder himself. But by killing and assassinating your brother is like killing yourself. Likewise, Allah mentions, وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not criticize and condemn and run down yourself. By criticizing your brother or laughing at your brother or mocking at your brother, the Quran says you are mocking at yourself. وَلَا تُخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ. Almighty Allah is explaining the closeness. By you attacking the izzat of Aisha radiallahu anha, every Muslim should feel that pain and that agony that this is happening to me. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ وَتَعَاتُفِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. The case and the condition of the believers is like one human body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُذْوٌ. When one organ or limb of the body is paining, then the difficulty and the pain is felt by the entire body. And this is what the Quran describes of the Sahaba Ikram, the closeness that the Sahaba had. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the messenger of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. And those people that were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were stern against the kuffar. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. But were humble and kind to one another. Among themselves they had a lot of muhabbat and affection and understanding. And Allah mentions the very same thing in the sixth juz of the Quran in Surah Ma'idah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. O you who believe, if you will turn your back to this religion of Islam, Allah will replace you by such a nation. يحبهم ويحبون. Such people that Allah will love and they will love Allah. And another quality that will be found in this nation, أذلة على المؤمنين. They will be humble to the believers. أعزة على الكافرين. And they will be stern to the kuffar. So Almighty Allah mentions, it is not becoming of the believer when he hears something of this nature. It comes in one hadith of Abu Dawud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man hama mu'minan min munafiqin. That person who will protect the izzat, that person who will protect the izzat of his brother or sister from a munafiq, ba'ath Allahu malakan. Allah will send one angel, yahmil lahmahu yawm al-qiyamah min nari jahannam. And this angel will protect the flesh of this person from the fire of Jahannam. وَمَنْ رَمَى مُسْلِمًا بِشَيْءٍ يُرِيدُ بِهِ شَيْنَهُ. And that person who criticizes or who accuses one Muslim with the intention of belittling him and dishonoring him and disgracing him, حَبَسَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى جَسْرِ جَهَنَّمْ. Almighty Allah will make him stand on the bridge of Jahannam, which every man will have to cross. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. This person will have to stand on that bridge of Jahannam. So that person who will protect the izzat of his brother or sister from a munafiq, Allah will appoint one angel, and the task and the responsibility of this angel will be to protect this person from the fire of Jahannam. So the Quran teaches us, when anyone accuses any of our brothers or sisters, if that person cannot produce substantial proof, then like Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, it is wajib upon us to deny that accusation in totality. Allah mentions, لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Why did they not produce four witnesses? As we mentioned earlier on, when you want to accuse someone or you've seen someone guilty of the crime, you want to prove him as an adulterer or she as an adulteress, and you want to submit the claim against him or her in the court before the Mufti or the Qadi, then do so with substantial proof, which is four witnesses as explained in the previous ayat. And Allah says, فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَىٰ. If they cannot produce four witnesses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Verily these people are rendered as liars in the court of Almighty Allah. Now something to discuss here, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali mentions, it is very possible that a person sees someone in the crime of zina, in fornication and adultery, and he does not have substantial proof. Now if he submits the claim as finding so and so guilty of the crime without three other witnesses, then according to this ayat he will be a liar, whereas he is not a liar. And more so, how could we refer to him as a liar when Allah is the knower of everything? So how can we say such a person is a liar when he is not speaking the lie? He has seen the crime, but it just so happened that there was no one else around at that time who could also witness the crime and who could witness the sin and could also present their witness against this particular person. So Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali explaining this writes, what is meant by being a liar in the court of Allah means that it is not becoming of the believer to do something which is in vain. Now as a Muslim you know that if I am going to submit the claim of zina against this person without substantial proof,
Until I do not have four witnesses, then my submitting of the claim is going to be in vain. Instead, I will be lashed the lashes of accusing Hadd-e-Qadhaf.